Hey, thanks for holding. Am I speaking with David?
Yeah, this is David.
Hey, David, how you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Awesome, awesome. I had reached out to you earlier. We spoke at the beginning of the month with helping you get to the first page placements of Google. Do you remember our conversation?
Yes, I do. I remember.
Okay.
Local Flash?
Local Splash, like a splash of water.
Oh, Flash. Okay.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Did the name change or no?
The name did not change, no. We've always been Local Splash for 19 years. Yep.
Okay. I think there's another one called Locals 411 or something like that. I don't know.
There's another company called 411 Local. Yes, you're absolutely right. That is a totally different company than what we are. We are not associated with them at all. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I think I want to do this.
Okay. They're going to pin verify you, like I mentioned last time. So I do need an address where you want to be pin verified, and then we'll be able to program you to, like I said, for specific cities and zip codes that you want. But for the pin verification, what's going to be the address that you're currently located at right now?
It's 422 Ponderosa. Colorado Springs, 80911.
All right, give me one second. And you said Ponderosa?
Yeah, 422 Ponderosa.
422 Ponderosa. Colorado Springs, 80911.
Correct.
Okay. All right. And then is this a home address?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to do then for you is I'm going to hide the address so that does not pop up on your Google listing itself. The only thing that's going to pop up is Colorado Springs, Colorado. So that way people know you're in the local area. They just don't have access to your home address. Okay.
All right. Yeah. Okay. I don't want to show that.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. And I have a wife, so I wouldn't want anybody knowing where I live either. So for the business phone number, I want to put on here, unless you have a different one, but is the 719-964-8886 the phone number you want customers to contact you at?
Correct.
Okay. Is that a good phone number for us to contact you as well?
Let me ask you a question. Is it hard to change that number? Does it take like another 6 months to change it?
No. You just call us and let us know, and then we'd be able to change it for you, and it would be changed within 24 hours. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it'd be changed before the next day. The only thing is, once you put the request in, I mean, when you get an agent on the phone, they're really actually good about changing that right then and there because it's very simple. So it would be changed that same day for sure.
Okay.
So you want that phone number for now, and if you want to change it, you could always let us know. We'll do the other phone number as well too. Okay.
Yeah, because I was thinking about getting like I'm not changing this number, but something like I guess an office number. I don't know. But for now,
something that like redirects back to this number here, like that, so
correct.
It just doesn't have your number here. I can do that for you. We can put a call tracking number on the front. It still directs straight to you, but now it'll show a different phone number on your Google business profile. And then you'll actually be able to track those calls coming in when you log into your dashboard. Yeah, and I can do that for you. It's no extra cost, but we can create it for you here. It's a Google phone number for your business if you want it.
Yeah. No, don't worry about it. That's fine.
Okay. Okay. Then we'll just leave it here. And then when you have another number, you just let me know, and then we can always change it then. Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay. And then, David, what's your last name?
Galindo. It's G-A-L-I-N-D-O.
David, G-A-L-I-N-D-O. And what's a good email address for you?
David's Window Service@gmail.com.
@gmail.com, and then your Mountain Time. Okay,
yeah,
perfect.
Yeah, and also wanted to make a little website.
Yeah.
Remember what we were talking about?
Yeah. It comes with a website. When we talked about it last time, so it comes with a website. It comes with a domain name, so a www.davidswindowservice.com, right?
Okay.
And then it comes with the SSL as well. So the SSL is the secured link. So when people go to the website, basically it's a secured website at that point. So it doesn't come up with an error or anything like that for you.
Yeah. Okay.
And then that will be attached to your Google Business profile with all the services that you provide as well on that. So if you have a logo, you can send that into us. If you don't have a logo, that's totally fine. My tech team could either make one for you, or if you don't want one and you just want the Davids Window Service, the lettering there, then we'll do that too. It's very customizable on how you want it to feel. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. So I'm going to put the website in here like we talked about. Give me one sec. Website. SSL, and then you need the domain as well too, right? You don't have a domain?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Yeah.
Domain name. Perfect. Okay. And then are you doing all of just Colorado Springs? Are you going up to Denver at all, or where is your kind of location that you're looking to service at? I know you do 10 to 60 miles, but.
Yeah, for now, just Colorado Springs, maybe Pueblo, Castle Rock area.
Okay. Keep it kind of within the backyard.
Yeah, for now. You know, I could change it later if I want to, right?
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. You can add or take off. So you can add more. You can add more areas you want, or you could take off areas. Like if you're like, let's just stay within Colorado Springs. Don't push me out to the Pueblo or to the Castle Rock area, then we can always take those off as well.
Okay. And I just got to call customer service and they can do that, right?
Yep. And I'm going to give you the number here. So I'll actually, everything that I'm going to do here is going to send over to your email address. So you'll get our customer service. You'll get a paid invoice. So it's going to be a receipt that you're going to receive for a tax write-off. And then I'm going to book an onboarding call with you. My tech team is actually going to call you either tomorrow or Friday, depending on your schedule. That way they can verify everything is correct and they can start working on this as well too. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Let me see here. Give me one sec. And with the windows, are you doing just installations, commercial, residential, or are you doing also repairs for residential and commercial, or how's it going to work for you?
It's glass replacement, window repair, complete window, complete door.
Okay.
Yeah, just... commercial and residential glass replacement.
Commercial and residential glass replacements. Okay, perfect. Okay, and then, okay. So when we talked, I'm going to still keep you at the same price that we talked at last time. I had quoted you last time $249 month to month. There was the one-time setup fee for $99. So the first month is $348, and then it goes $249 month to month after that, no contracts, okay?
So the first one's
348.
348?
Yes. And then month to month after that, it'll be 249. And that includes the website. That includes your Facebook retargeting campaign, so you don't have to pay extra for that. We allocate money to that. That includes the programming for Google. It also includes Apple, Yelp, Yahoo, and Bing. Okay, so you're getting all that there for us to program you into those different areas as well, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. With the first month's payment, how would you like to secure that listing? Are you going to use a business debit card or credit card, or how's it going to work for you?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm actually driving right now, but can you call me back like in 30 minutes?
Yeah, at the top of the hour.
Please. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I can do that. And then the only thing I need to do is it would only take me about 5 more minutes. I'm just going to take billing information. I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. I'm going to send everything over to you and stay on the phone with you. So that way, if there's any discrepancies, you can let me know then and I can fix it. That way you always have that for your tax write-off as well too. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I'll call you at the top of the hour and then we'll go from there. Okay, David?
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. No problem. Talk to you soon. Drive safely.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.